Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing today? Another round of the turnaround. I pray that these broadcasts are helping. Yesterday, God was kind of dealing with me with some stuff, and this morning, it kind of continued, and it was like, you're not done. And so, I really thought I was done. Really thought I was done, you know, because yesterday he was like, I need you to just sit and meditate and think about what I need you to do and what I need you to say and think about some of this process of where you've been and what you're doing. And so I'm like, well, okay, God. And yesterday was a fill up, you know, he was like really and truly just showing me some different things. The one thing that God started me dealing with me about was my communication with my wife. And the way that we communicate, and sometimes we communicate in a different language. You're sitting there talking to someone and you think that they're actually understanding what you're saying or comprehending what you're saying, and really you don't. And so anytime you find yourself in a repeated conversation, that you're repeating the same conversation over and over and over, is because the communication part of it is not there. Me, in my situation, I mean, our communication was horrible. Like, it was horrible. My wife loves to communicate. My wife loves to talk. She can do that. That she doesn't have a problem with that. She's a great communicator. And I thought I was a good communicator. I really thought I was a good communicator. I guess I can communicate what I want to communicate, as long as nobody's not challenging me or pushing me, or, you know, anything that causes a stretch to me or causes me to have to get out of a comfort zone. And so me and my wife, communication was like, it was crazy, because God took me back yesterday. He says, I want you to go back to the first day that you met her. And when you first met her, what happened? When I tell you, when I first met her, I told her, you know, hey, I'm gonna marry you. And ever since that day, I figured out I got a phone number. I called her every day. I mean, we talked every day. I wrote letters to communication, communicated through letters in school. Like, I mean, high school, you have what, 7 periods? And 7 periods, I wrote 7 letters. So I literally wasn't really paying attention to the teachers, because I was too busy, you know, responding or writing a letter to her for the next class, for the next period. And then get out of school, we're on the phone, we're talking, we're always talking. And so the enemy knew what was being set up. He knew if he can break up the line of communication between us, and things happen. You know, she had to go to school, I went to school, and things, you know, my life, you know, went a whole different way. And coming back, I wasn't that same communicator. I wasn't communicating well, because now I've picked up so many different things, and I was only communicating as a user, because I was only trying to get something. I was only trying to do something that benefit me. If I wasn't getting anything out of it, then I wasn't going to do it. The communication wasn't going to connect with me. And so now being married, and my wife was, when she would say, well, let's talk. Even like when she said that, my whole body just, you know, my flesh was like shut down. And so she would talk, and she would be saying, you know, what God's saying or what we should be doing and all of that. And I'm telling you, over a time period, it just became a different language to me. I wasn't even hearing it. First, I start shutting it down, because for one, the conversations are too long. And then two, it seems like the same conversation is being repeated in a different way. And so when I started feeling that way, I've already shut the conversation down. So basically, she's having a conversation with someone that is not even listening to the conversation. And later on, you know, as time goes on, you'll end up having that same, you'll have that same conversation again, or you'll see the results of that conversation not met or things aren't done. And then that person is frustrated with the conversation. And so now the conversation, because it's going to be a repeated conversation, the person that my wife was saying the conversation, now she's saying it in a different place. She's speaking out of a different tone. She's saying out of a frustrated place because something was supposed to be done, or the conversation was supposed to be met or whatever, fulfilled, but it wasn't being fulfilled. It wasn't being taken care of. And then all of a sudden now, once again, I'm hearing the same conversation. So to me, it didn't even matter what she was saying. She was just talking. She's just standing there with her mouth wide open talking, and she wasn't saying, it didn't mean absolutely anything to me. And so I have a attention deficit. So I if I'm not looking at you or paying attention to you, if I'm doing two things, I'm not getting it. I'm just not getting it. So once again, you have to understand how to communicate or the language that the person that you're dealing with, the person that you're talking to, what language are they speaking? If somebody understands Spanish and I'm speaking English and they don't understand English, then the conversation is not happening. You might get a bit or piece of it. But the whole fullness of that conversation, you're not getting. You're not getting. And so when you're sitting in this place and you're listening to these conversations, and I'm talking about me and my wife, these conversations, you know, some of these conversations we have for years. It's like over and over and over. A lot of it was about my responsibility, the things that I said I was going to do, because, at the time, you know, I would be lying, because she would say, would you do this, 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 and this? Like I said, just say I mortgage. She would say, are you paying the mortgage? I would be like, yes. Are you paying the mortgage? And you say, yes. Now you cannot pay the mortgage for 1 or 2 months. And then you don't, yes, it builds up, but it's not like paying light bill and water bill, because if you don't pay your light bill, your water bill, lights get cut off, your water get cut off. Your mortgage is like, okay, I'm going to give you some leeway. And all of a sudden you start getting letters. I pick up the mail. So I'm throwing the mail in the trash can. So she's not really seeing that I'm not actually paying the thing. Or she would ask me, you know, different things, and, you know, I'll allow by, you know, are you working? Nope. I mean, yeah, I wake up, put on my clothes, get dressed like I'm going to work every single day. Like, she walks out of the house, I walk out of the house, I go somewhere. And then by the time she leaves and goes back, I make sure she's at work, I turn around and come on back home. And now I'm in a place where I've been lying. And so now it makes our conversations a little bit different. I mean, it makes a little bit different, because now in my conversations, I'm being at a deceitful place, because she can sit there and ask me a question and I will say, yep, I got it. I'm good. I'm straight. I understand. And I'm lying. I'm like literally lying, because I already know in my heart, I'm not going to do it. I already know in my mind that this conversation is not going to even happen. It's whatever you asking, it's just not going to even happen, because I'm not willing to do it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, God, I was really that bad. I was really that. He was like, yes, she was really that bad. I was asking you to do things and you wouldn't do it. Your line of communication with me was corrupt. Your line of communication with me was broken. You weren't even trying to communicate with me. You weren't even trying to pray with me, but you was wanting to operate in your gifts. You was wanting to operate in the things that I could give to you. You was wanting to operate in all of these things, but you didn't want to actually communicate with me to find out actually what I wanted you to do. And so if you wasn't listening to me, you had to know that you wasn't going to listen to Yvette, because I'm giving Yvette's instructions and you're not doing it. I'm not getting frustrated with you, because I love you regardless, but Yvette is human. And when she's asking you to do something and she's saying out from God, and she's saying it in a place where it's a pure heart, and you're sitting there not responding right, what do you think she's going to do? I'm having to work harder on her to get her to be able to deliver the message in a different way, because you're steady frustrating her. I'm like, wow, God, okay. You know, I'm like, this is yesterday. I'm like, wow, I was that I was operating in that type, that place. That place. Wow. And so me and my wife, our conversation over the years, it went up, it went down, it went up, it went down. I mean, sometimes it went to a place where it was like, she was like, you ain't going nowhere. You gonna stand right here and listen to me, and you gonna let me get it all out. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm a grown man. You ain't acting like you grown. You acting like a little boy. And now I'm like, now I'm okay. Now I'm you disrespecting me. Now I'm feeling like, you know, I already got my wall up. So whatever she's saying, it didn't even make no sense to me. But now I'm feeling offended. Now I'm feeling like you attacking my manhood. Now I'm feeling like all of these things that's going on in my mind. I'm like, man, you tripping. You ain't gonna tell me what to do. I can go when I wanna go. No, you ain't going nowhere. You gonna stand right here and you gonna listen to me. Have y'all ever had that conversation? Where you done got so frustrated with what is being done and having the same conversation, you get to a place where you're going to say, no, you're going to stand right here. You're going to hear me. Or when they're walking away, you're steady. You're just letting it out. You're letting it out. You're letting it out. You're letting it out. And let me tell you something. As you constantly letting it out, let me tell you, it ain't working, because that's getting to that place of guarding your answers. You know, a gentle answer turns away wrath. But a harsh words stirs up anger. So you steady running off at the mouth. You steady going off, rah, rah, rah. You just going. And all of a sudden that person is just totally ignoring you because they're trying to walk away. They're trying to leave the situation before the situation gets into a place where no one, the words that we're saying are going to totally, you know, take us for a loop. I'm like, man, I couldn't even walk away. She was like, you're going to get this. And so God wouldn't even let me walk away. I had to stand there. Even in my dumb stuff, I was standing there like, okay, whatever. Just say whatever it is that you have to say, because to me, I'm not even understanding what you're saying. I don't even literally hear you. I see your lips moving, but I don't even hear you. I'm deaf to your words. I'm deaf to anything that you're saying. And at the end of the conversation, I'm like, you good? You done? You finished? You got it all out? I'm glad you got it all out, because guess what? Now I'm done. I don't even want to hear you anymore. Don't talk to me. You go your way, I go my way, and we can do it like that. That's just the way we're going to handle this situation. End up having that same conversation again, because for one, she did it wrong, and two, I did it wrong. We was doing it wrong. The communication was totally off whack. It was like crazy. But the Bible tells you in Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any foul, profane, worthless, vulgar communication come out of your mouth, but only the good to build up according to the need, so it will bless those who hear you speak. Now, if you coming out with hard words, you telling somebody that you ain't going nowhere, you gonna stand right here and listen to me, and you following them around, is that, do you really believe that that's building up? Because I usually be like, dude, why you this is not even working. You just talking. You're holding a conversation for absolutely no reason, because whatever it is you asking me to do, I'm probably not going to even do it. This is going on in my mind because I wasn't verbally saying it to her, because if I'd have verbally said it to her, I'd have stirred up anger. I'd have stirred up wrath. I'd have stirred up a whole lot of stuff. So that stuff going on in my mind, I understood how to shut something down in my way. Now, I wasn't responding with a gentle answer. I wasn't doing that. I just wasn't even responding. I wasn't even talking. I'll sit there. She really having a conversation by herself. But we're talking about bad communication and why is it bad? Why is it bad? Because if you're going to have a conversation and you already mad, do you think that's a good time to have that conversation? I can promise you it's not that good. It's not a good time. Do you think it's a good time to have a conversation when something has happened and you're in your emotions and your feelings? You think that's a good time? Nope. It's not a good time. Because let me tell you, God is about timing. He's talking in Proverbs 15:28. It says, the heart of the righteous thinks carefully about the answers in a wise and appropriate and timely way. I'm saying, yo, check when you get into that place, you better check Proverbs 15 and 28. Go to Proverbs 15 and 28. It says the heart of the righteous. So when you're in that place, you got to check your heart, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you got to check your heart. Are you angry? Are you frustrated? Because there's a timely place. There's a wise. He said a wise. Is it wise for you to be going off on him like that, or going off on her like that? Is it appropriate? The language that you're using, is it appropriate? I mean, is it appropriate? And then it says a timely way, a timely way. See, I'm going to tell you something. My wife, I don't even know if she read that chapter. I don't even know if she read that verse. But I can tell you a time when things start changing, because she was literally listening to God and listening to God to tell her when to speak to me, how to speak to me, what to speak to me. Because I was hearing disrespect. I was hearing offense. I was hearing wah, 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 all that stuff. That's what I was hearing. I wasn't hearing her words. So she had to change her language. She had to change the way she communicated with me. God showed her something. She was like, if you really want him to get it, like really want him to get it, you might want to pick, you aren't going to speak his language. And the way she got to me, the way our communication really got a good turnaround was she starts speaking to me in sports terms. I'm sorry, I'm a sports dude. She's a sports person. And we both love sports. And so she understands, football about as great as some of the guys that I deal with or I know. She understands football. And so she could give you a class. If you don't understand football and your husband is loves football and he wants to watch football, and he tells you not to talk while he's watching football because you don't understand, because you might ask some crazy questions. So you might, ask Yvette for some tips on, when to talk, when to speak, the appropriate time during a football game or doing some type of sports event. So you don't get a harsh answer like, do you see I'm watching this game, or could you leave me alone while I'm watching this game? I just want to watch this game without you talking. So here's a wise answer. Here's a appropriate time, appropriate and a timely way to actually have a conversation with your spouse. It's not a good time to be talking about, something that's on you, that's frustrating you and angry when they're trying to watch something. I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to get a good answer. That answer that you're going to get is not going to be gentle, because that's what they want to do. That's the one place that they have found that gives them some peace, that they can do something and not have to have yap, 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 yap. But if you understand the game, now you got a place where you can sit there and you can analyze a game and you can start speaking and saying, as that head coach, he has to make some major decisions. Jerome, as you're the head of this household, you have to make the great decisions. What do you think his thinking is? What do you think his preparation is? What do you think that he does? Does he trust the offensive coordinator to make the right plays? Gerald, do you trust me to be able to give you some good instructions, or give you to be able to help you and to teach you and to do things that God has put inside of me to help you? Do you think that the teaming up was a purpose? Because when you hire somebody as your coordinators, as an offensive coordinator, as a defense coordinator, you hire them to be extensions of you. My wife is an extension of me. She's my rib. And so I'm sitting there like, that's pretty good, girl. That's pretty good. You're the head coach. I'm the head coach. She's the offensive coordinator. And sometimes she's the defensive coordinator too. That woman can wear some hats. So she can be on the offense, and she can surely get on some defense and kick some behind. That's just who she is. She's a sports. She understands sports. And so she starts speaking my language. And so it start breaking a lot of things down. And because she put it in sports terms. I'm sorry. Because I'm a visual person. Now, all of this time, she's just talking, 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 talking. And I'm saying, I got it. But if I didn't get it, then my it wasn't right. It wasn't going to be right because I couldn't understand. I wasn't comprehending what she was actually saying. And then we went to that was the one process. She changed the language. She changed what she was saying and how she was saying it. She came in, she started speaking sports, you know, like I said, if you got somebody that's speaking Spanish and that doesn't know English. And so you're trying to communicate with them. Either that person's going to have to learn some English or this person's going to have to learn some Spanish. And if both of y'all try to figure out each other's language and you try to learn Spanish and they try to learn English, and now you're coming to a common ground. Oh, y'all got to catch that. You got to catch that. The language is changing. Now I'm sacrificing, you know, my learning a new language, and she's learning a new language. She's learning my language and I'm learning her language. And so here she went to the sports analogies. I had to go to a place where, you know, she's speaking to me. Now I got to actually see it, not just hear it. I got to be able to see it. And so she would say, you know, oh, I got something for you. Try this. When we're talking, and I'm asking you something, because I want you to understand, because it was a process of getting from the want, 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 because God had to literally change my heart. And so I'm talking about now the process of when I come back home, because before all of that, you know, I wasn't hearing nothing she had to say. She could write me, that wasn't even mattering. She called, that wasn't even mattering. You know, that it was just, I didn't want to hear anything no more. We did that for years, like years. And so the thing started really kind of changing when we got to a point where God says, I got to work on your heart. He was already working on her at home. That was between her and God. I know some of it now of what things of God was having her to do and how God was having her to respond. Because when I came home, the way she was speaking to me was totally different. She was like this gentle answers. It was like, wow. And I'm a person where I was laughing with my daughter yesterday. She said, she was talking, and I was like, what? Before you knew it, my voice went up, and she's like, why are you yelling? And in my mind, I'm like, I'm not yelling. She was like, you are. Your voice went from a low tone to just extremely high, and your facial expressions look crazy. So what's wrong? All we having is a small conversation and you went here. Once again, I'm having a jacked up communication even with my daughter. So I have to pay attention now to that same spirit of broken communication, not only with my wife, but with my children. Y'all get that? Because that thing just operate. If it ain't going to break up this, it'll try to break up something else. And so you have to be prepared. So the same process that I had to do with Yvette is the same process that I got to do with every person that I'm dealing with, especially my kids. And so the process when I'm coming back, it's like she's already speaking. She's speaking my football language. She's speaking sports to me. So that lets my guard down, because now we're talking about something that I can relate to. I've actually been in. I understand that inside out. So I get that. And so now we're talking about, okay, Gerald, this is for me to be able to help her, to help let her know that I'm listening and understanding what she's saying. Because she would say, okay, when I say something, well, I'm giving you something, I need you to repeat it back in your own words. Don't regurgitate, because what I was doing was regurgitating back what she said. But that was just because I heard what she said. So that was it was a process. I heard what she said, but I had to be in a place that I actually wanted to have a conversation, that when she had a conversation, I wasn't already blocking her out. I wasn't already, you know, trying to shut her down. So because she opened it up with speaking my language, I got my guard down. And then she was able to give me a little bit. She wasn't just going a whole hour of ranting or just talking. She would go a short period of time. It was like, okay, here's a play. You know what I mean? A play lasts, you know, probably, you know, I don't know, a minute maybe. You know what I'm saying? A couple seconds. It depends on, you know, what you're doing. So it's not a long lasting. So when she starts speaking my language, I'm like, oh my God, I understand. And so she was like, I'm about to give you a play, okay? It might be some instructions, but I'm gonna give you a play. And I'm like, okay, what's the play? And she'll say, the play is such and such and such and such. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, here's the play. And so she'll say, in this play, I need this to be done. I need this to be done. And so when she's saying these things need to be done, it's the players. I need this player to run a post route. I need this player to run an under route. I need the running back to swing. I need you to go to the store and pick up this. I need you to make sure the kids have this. I need you to make sure this bill is being paid. This is the swing route. And so as she's saying it, I'm understanding it. I'm like, okay, that's that. I got that. Okay, I got that. I got the quick slant. Oh, I got the under. I got you. I got you. We're going to make some. And when I do it, that means we gain yards. And when I don't do it, that means we lost yards. I got sacked. Y'all, I know y'all don't understand football, but that was my language. My wife was literally speaking my language. She was doing it so well that she was in a middle school that they asked her to coach a girls flag football team, and she just went undefeated. She was just, I mean, she understands it. She really understands it. And then she understood me. She was able to speak my language. Then I was able, once she started doing that, I'm like, okay, I can regurgitate back what she was saying. But then I was able to speak back what she was saying in my own language, because I'm saying, okay, if he does this and the man come down, he can go a deeper post. And it's like, okay, if I don't meet this time, then I gotta adjust my time. I gotta make sure that I'm on time for this. And I gotta make sure. And if I'm not on time, I gotta make sure I make a phone call, because now I'm making an adjustment. Y'all better get this thing. Y'all better get this thing, because literally, you right, babe. Football saved our life. It saved our marriage. Like, for real. Like, for real, for real. Because what makes a good relationship? Good communication. I'm just trying to tell you. If you ain't got good communication, you ain't gonna have no communication. And so you need to find your love. You need to find the language that your spouse is speaking, that the person is speaking. Because if you don't figure that out, then you're going to be sitting there lost. You're going to be sitting there frustrated, mad, angry, and all the above. And so I'm like, wow. Wow. And God told me, it's like, you know, in Proverbs 21 and 23, it says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from trouble. So I was trying to, I wasn't even trying to say anything crazy, because I start understanding what she was saying. I ain't have no guard up. And now, let me tell you something. Now what she was saying didn't make me feel like she was offending me. Now what she was saying didn't feel like she was disrespecting me. Now she'd been saying the same thing for over 10 years, over 15 years, the same thing. And now it makes sense. She could have easily sat there and was like, fool, I've been telling you that stuff for 15, 16, 17 years. And you telling me now you got it? She could have easily did that. She could have easily said that. And I'm sitting there like, wow, ooh, I understand. Now I'm all happy, you know, but my wife became my cheerleader. She's always been my cheerleader in the spiritual and in the natural. She's always been the cheerleader for me. Always. Even in high school, she was my cheerleader. They had other cheerleaders, but that was my cheerleader. She was my cheerleader. I felt like when she cheered for me, period. I don't care where she went. I felt like she was cheering for me. And so God starts showing that stuff to me. And I'm like, wow, God, this was yesterday. That's why I didn't get on yesterday, because he was taking me through all of this. And so I'm just rubbing my head, because my head was like hurting, because it was like I wanted to slap my head like I did the last one. I was like, man, you didn't get it. It took you that long to get that. But it took her that long to start, you know, speaking my language. She was, for a long time, she was speaking out of, she was frustrated because it wasn't working. She's a counselor. She understands words. She understands how to communicate. But she was frustrated because I wasn't communicating, and she couldn't get to me. She couldn't help me. She couldn't find a way for me to understand. But then God showed her something. God showed her the way that this man, how I needed to be spoken to, how I needed to be treated, what language I needed to hear to be able to help me to get to a place where I needed to be. This wasn't just something that she just, I figured it out. No, because she's a counselor. She could have easily just went word for word and words and words. And I'm like, dude, I don't like words. I don't like you sitting there. You sitting there waiting on me to say a word. It was one thing I used to hate the most was my wife liked to talk at night because she don't go to sleep. I go to sleep early because I wake up early. So I'm laying down and she want to get in the bed and she want to talk. I'm half asleep. That's not a good time. Do you think that that's a timely place? That's a timely way? Do you think that's appropriate? But you know what? When you got all that stuff on your mind and you trying to get it off before you go to bed and you really want them to know before they go to bed, you going to sit there and you going to tell them what you need to say. I'm going to get this off my heart. I'm going to get this off my mind. How many times y'all said that? How many times you said that to yourself? I ain't going to lie. When I get mad and I get pissed off, I'm going to get mine off. But I don't do it a whole lot. Because I sit back and I process stuff. Sometimes I say I'm processing and I ain't processing. But, you know, so I'm laying down. My wife wants to talk. I feel like I'm in a psychiatrist's office. So I tell her, don't talk to me. You know, I roll over. When I roll over, that means you can stop talking. Because I'm not hearing nothing you saying. And she figured that out. Because I start snoring. I start snoring and she already know. This fool done went to sleep on me having a conversation. But you know what? When you wake up, we're going to have that same conversation. You're going to have this conversation. You might not have it tonight, but you're going to have this conversation. Tomorrow, you're going to get this conversation. Or the next day, you don't want to hear it, you're going to get this conversation because it's in their mind. It's in their place. It's like, I'm just not going to get off what I want to get off. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I'm in my feeling. I feel a certain type of way. Okay. You might want to feel the way God wants you to feel. You might want to follow the instructions of, you know, a gentle words, a gentle answer. You know, that you might want to try that one, or not letting any profane or worthless or vulgar stuff come out your mouth. That anger, that frustration, all that. Keep that stuff to yourself. You know, that between you and God. Let God deal with you on that. Change your vocabulary. If you want to speak to him and you want to understand him, you better treat him like a king. If you don't run up there. You don't run up to a king and start going off. Man, you run up to a king and start going off if you want to. You find yourself sitting somewhere that you don't even want to be. It's the same thing. You run up, you running into your king and you just da-da-da-da-da-da-da and just trying to get it off your chest, blah, blah, blah. And then God, you go to God and God says, you think that was appropriate? Do you think that was appropriate? What's in your heart? Are you operating in a righteous place? It's like, was it wise? Because here's the situation. When you get into that place, God, what's the wisest answer I can give, or the wisest way I can approach my spouse? What is the appropriate way? What is a timely way, Father, that I can be able to speak to him, that when I speak, they'll be able to understand? I want to understand his language, not just his love language, but I want to understand the language that when I open my mouth, his ears are like recorders, that they're just listening for you know, to my words and to my voice. That's that place. Let me tell you something. God showed me something. He said, he started talking about my wife, and then he went to Proverbs 31:26. He says, she speaks with wisdom. She speaks with wisdom. Faithful instructions is on her tongue. Man, I almost fell out. I don't even know if my wife even read. She probably heard these scriptures before, but I don't know if she went to these scriptures when she had to deal with me with this communication. I don't know. I'm going to ask her when I go back in. I'm going to ask her, but I don't know. I don't know if she did. So let me tell you. So when you in that place where you feeling like you don't know, you just want to go off. You constantly having the same conversations over and over and over. And you find yourself, oh, you're going to hear this conversation. And the man says, because he the king, because if he says the conversation is over, the conversation is over. You don't get to decide to say the conversation ain't over. You going to hear me. Before you know it, your whole facial expression changed. Before you know it, your head rolling. Before you know it, just faking your finger pointing. And if you was a cursor, I'm sure a cuss word coming out your mouth. I'm just saying, the enemy would take you so far in that situation that you don't even want to be in. Before you know it, you cussing him out. And to me, I used to tell my wife, you know, when she go off, I'd be like, where the word at now? I'm that person. I ain't said no words the whole time. But while she going off, I'm like, where's the word? Where are your scriptures now? And when I tell her that, she'll stop. She'll shut down for a second, and then she'll like, I'm sorry, that was inappropriate. I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't right. I'm sorry. Or sometimes she would just leave and she would go gather herself, and then she would come back and she will apologize. And I'm like, she really apologizing because she was wrong, but I should apologize because I was wrong. Because 95% of the stuff that happens, I'm the cause of it, but I'm never apologizing for it. And so I apologize for stuff that when God brings it up to me that I remember that I ain't never apologized for, I apologize for it. And then I'll tell her why I'm apologizing, because I want our line of communication to no longer be broken. Because let me tell you something, the enemy is always trying to always trying to break up communication. So if you have a language that you, now me and my wife don't even have to communicate, we don't even have to talk. She can be on one side of the room and I'm on the other side of the room. There's a look that I have that my wife will be like, excuse me, I got to go see Benton. And she'll come to me, what's wrong? Or same verse, she gives a look, I understand what that look mean. She stands a certain type of way, or she's, you know, her facial expressions, I understand. We could be in a crowded room, but we understand that. We don't even have to talk now. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking now, because this is what I was doing yesterday. I'm like, God, how did we go from that jacked up place to where we are now? It's like, I don't even know sign language. I know face language. I know her facial expressions. I know if she does this or whatever she does, I know what it means. I'm like, I can feel what my wife is talking about. She don't have to say anything. I feel it. So you can't tell me that your jacked up communication can't be good. I watched it. I went through the process of it. So if your communication has been bad, or no communication, now check with God. Go to that Proverbs 15. And it says, the heart of the righteous thinks carefully. You think carefully about the answers in a wise way, appropriate way, and a timely way. Now that right there is important. If you don't get anything, you better get that. If you don't get anything, you better get that. So if somebody was to ask you, are you a Proverbs 31 woman? Majority of people was like, yeah, if you're married. Be like, yeah, I'm that. Okay. So how's your communication? Because if I can ask you about your communication and your communication is bad, then I understand where we are. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction. My wife was speaking some wisdom to me, and I wasn't understanding it. She was speaking faithful instructions that, Gerald, if you actually do these instructions, where our marriage would be, where our life would be, we won't be off track. We won't be. And I couldn't see that. But then when she changed her language, she started speaking my language. Now I understand what she was saying. I understand the play. I understand how this play works. I understand. No longer am I getting sacked, because every time this our communication get all jacked up or messed up, and it doesn't go anywhere, and we had the same conversation, we got sacked. We went the opposite way. We're not scoring. And every time that things get better, everything we get to another process, we're scoring. We're getting better. It's getting better. We're gaining. We're not losing yards. We're gaining yards. And at some point and at some time, we will score. We will score. I'm telling you, we will score. So when you're in this place and you're sitting there and you're in a place of broken communication, go listen, man, go to these scriptures. Go to God and be that. He says in Colossians 4:6, it says, let no corrupt communication. Well, let your communication be always full of grace, seasoned salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Everyone. So you got to have some grace. You got to have some grace when somebody aggravating you. You got to have some grace when somebody's that you're saying something to, they don't, and then you keep having the same conversation, but you got to keep showing grace. You got to keep showing grace. You got to put some season on that salt. You got to have some, you got to have it. I'm just saying, you got, the word says you got to have it. And so Ephesians 4:29, it says, do not let any foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words come out of your mouth, but only good for building up according to the need, according to the need. You got to build up. If you see that the conversation is going to go haywire, that means at some point in some time, you got to stop and say something that's going to build it up. Build it up. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about how I said that. I'm sorry that it might have sounded like I was disrespecting you, or I wasn't making you feel like a man or a woman, or I was belittling you, or how if I offended you. I'm sorry. I mean, you got to build up. You got to build that thing back up. If we spent so much time tearing it down, but now can we spend some time trying to build it back up? And so that's what, you know, God and the Holy Spirit was doing with my wife. Now I understand you got to build him back up. We done torn. He's been torn. Some of the stuff he tore himself down. You know what I mean? He tore himself down. So if you spend your time, you know, finding all the, you know, dealing with all the stuff that you see in him that is not right. And it's a time to talk about that. It's a place to talk about that. You know, you have to have some wisdom in that. You have to do it in an appropriate time. You have to do it. You have to do it in an appropriate and a timely time. But you got to have some wisdom with it. You can't just go in there because you out your emotions and your feelings and you want to say what you want to say. No, you better go to the scriptures. You better go to Ephesians, then go to Proverbs 15:28. You know, that's your wise and appropriate timing. And then Proverbs 21:23, it says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from trouble. So if you want to shut down all the enemy, you might want to watch what you're saying. You might want to guard your mouth, guard your words, guard your lips. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a woman, I mean, just go to Proverbs 31:26. It says she speak with wisdom and faithful instructions. Instructions is on her tongue. I'm just saying, listen, I don't know about y'all, but I like my communication. I feel that our communication can still get better. I mean, it can still get better. I'm not naive to where I come from. I understand my communication was jacked up for a long time. And I ain't going to say that I'm totally there. We're totally there in our communication. But I can tell you one thing. We can communicate to get from point A to point B and not be bad. Now, what we got to work on is when we get in a car and we have to travel. And I know now that I have to put on the navigation system for my wife so she will be able to get from one place to another place, especially when we traveling, because me, I'm like, dude, just get on the road and let's go. And you don't need to bother. But you talking about jack up some communication? Oh, man, that communication right there can get heated real fast, because in my mind, I'm like, dude, you know where you going. Why you have to have a navigation system to get there? What if the navigation system go out and you don't know where you are? So for me, I have my wife. I say, remember landmarks, remember where you are, so you will know how to get to where you're going. If this thing ever goes out, your phone go out, and you know what I mean, your battery die, and you can't, you know what I'm saying, something happens. Can you just do that for me? And I'm like, well, okay, it ain't for me. It's not for me. So I won't drive anyway when she's in the car. So what is it to me to put this thing on for her to feel comfortable, for her to feel like that now you understand who I am. Now you understand in my language. And see, that's the problem. Now I'm going, God got me understanding my wife's language, her love language, understanding who she is, what she is, and how she is. And this thing, it's not about just talking. It's about understanding, you know, how they speak, how they live, how they communicate. You know what I mean? It's that place. Because if you can't speak, you still got to communicate. You still got to have a way of communicating. It's maybe sign language. It may be Braille. You still got to communicate. So I just want you to know that there's a process that you can come out of bad communication to good communication. I gave you some of those scriptures. You know, take those scriptures and digest them. You know what I mean? You know, read them in the different versions so you can get a better understanding, because I can sit there and read King James, thee, thou, though, and all of that. But listen, sometimes I got to go to Amplified. Sometimes I got to go to Amplified Classic to get a better answer, or get a better understanding. Sometimes I got to go to NIV so I can get a better understanding. Hey, listen, whatever you got to do to get the understanding that you need to get you in the place that you need to be in, that means you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You can't sit there and say, I read the King James, and you don't even understand what some of the words that they say. I raised my hand. That was me. I don't know about you, but that was me. So when I say that there's a time and a place where God is trying to communicate to you in your language, and I don't care. You don't have to be married. You could be single. It could be with your mama. It could be with your brothers. It could be with your sister. If you don't understand how to communicate, here's one. My family, it can get loud. My wife's family does it too. And so, like, me and my sister, Nelly, she don't care. Me and Nelly good. So when me and Nelly, Chanel, when we get into, when we talking about something and you know, we passionate about it, you know, that conversation can get loud. It can get loud quickly. And everybody looking like, why are you guys yelling? You know, she's saying her part. I'm saying my part. I'm saying my point. I'm getting my, it's like, who gonna get their point across? And who's gonna get their point across the loudest? And then you be in a house with a bunch of loud people. You walk into the house and you're a person that's quiet. And all of a sudden you looking around like, why is everybody yelling? Why? But everybody in the house that's yelling don't think that they're yelling, because that's just the way they talk. That's just the way that's who they are. And you're like, that's how y'all communicate. So, but everybody communicate differently. Everybody has a different way of communicating. That's why we have different languages, because everybody has a different language that they understand. And so what is your spouse's language? What is your children's language? What is your boss's language? What's the language? You got to understand the language. You got to figure out the language. And so you ask God. Ask God how to communicate, because if you're communicating with God, then God will show you how to communicate with others. So I'm going to end with that. So I pray that you take communicating extremely serious, especially if you're having repeated conversations and you're having them over and over and you've been having them for years. Realize you got to find the language. You got to understand the language, or even ask, you know, what works for you. You know, you have to be in a place where you're willing to sacrifice the way you speak for the other person to be able to understand and to comprehend. So with that being said, thank you for joining me. I pray that your communication goes to another level. You find ways to communicate better than you have been, and that your communication is truly changing, and not only just changing, but changing the lives, or changing the fabric of your marriage or your relationship. And so if you're a bad communicator and you're single, that means, you know, you have to work on your communication skills. You know, do you communicate with your peers well? You know, do they think that something's wrong with you because you can't communicate, or you don't communicate? There's things that we all have to work on. So I just want you to be blessed. And I pray once again that the turnaround series has helped you, has given you some help in some areas that you didn't think that, you know, that you needed help in. And so I don't know what God is doing and how long God wants me to do it, but I'm a servant and I'm willing to do it as long as God has called for me to do it. All right. Once again, y'all be blessed and y'all have a peace and wonderful day.